All right, welcome back to Mythbusters. We're up to myth number 87. Learning today is sponsored by Rifki and Uri Lerner in memory of Rifki's father, Pinchas ben Avram, and by Ron and Ted Roth in memory of their son, Yaakov Ephraim ben Tuvia Henoch. Tehinish masam tiro b'tzirachayim, and for Refuah Shlema for Shira Bas Devorah Leah. Okay, we will do a famous minug on the night of, or in the morning, on, regarding Megillah leaning, and that is blotting out the name of Haman every time it's mentioned. So is this a good minug? Where does it come from? How do we do it? And should we be doing it at all? So we'll try to address all that. So first of all, the Ramah says, first of all, I know a lot of minyanim I've been to lately, now they have the minhag. We're just going to do the first and the last one, save some time. So it's not even, people don't like doing this anymore. I hear. But for those who do it, or even for the first and the last one. So what's the deal? So the Ramah says in Tafresh Tzadi, Sif Yadayin, there are many minhagim that we do, that we incorporate into the laning of the Megillah. There are the four psukim that everybody in the Tzibor says, you know, like, who did my sower? There are psukim that we all say together. There's a psukim that we say in a louder, upbeat tone, by Lailahu, Nadadash Nasamelech. There are phrases we say in a in the Eicha Trup that are in the sad parts of the Megillah. Hasher Avaditi, Avaditi. The 10 sons of Haman, we have the minhag to say that in one breath, Benishima Acha. So there are many different minhagim that we incorporate into the Mikra Megillah. And the Ramah says, "Ve'ein levatel shum minhag." Don't cancel out these minhagim. Olilogalav, or to mock them, or to take them lightly. Kilo lechinam hukvu. They weren't incorporated for no reason. You know, they weren't put in here for nothing. Each minhag has a reason, and that we should take them all seriously. Every single minhag, with respect to the laning of the Megillah. So probably the most famous one is, like I said, blotting out the name of Haman when it's mentioned. So should we take that minhag seriously? Should we be doing that? First of all, there are those who say no. The Prima Gadim here in Sif Katan Chaf Aleph quotes a minhag, and he says, "Mikol makom yatza schar behefsedam." It's a net loss for those who do this minhag. Shemivalbel in harbe, they get very confused. He goes on to say, "You miss some words, probably if like you go too long or it's not timed well, and you're not yotzei the Megillah if you miss even one word. You got to redo the whole thing." And even if the Chazan waits, he says, "Lachatchila, the Baal Koreh shouldn't be waiting more than a breath in between each word." So it's not a good minhag, says the Prima Gadim. Shtei Chemet also says this, or quotes some who say this, and there are some communities that just don't have this minhag and never had the minhag. It's possible, it's quoted by the Ramah, that maybe it's just an Ashkenazi minhag. I'm not sure. But it is not accepted by everybody, this minhag. Nonetheless, it is quoted by the Ramah, and it does seem to be accepted by many. So let's see. So the Ramah says, and how should we do this? There is a difference between banging and shouting. So the Ramah says, in Tafresh Tzadi Yud Zayin, said, "Od kasu shenagu atinokos." First of all, interesting, he says the kids should do it, although the Mishnah Berurah says everybody should do it. But the Ramah does mention specifically the tinokos. So what should they do? So the Ramah goes on to say that the kids would have the minhag of drawing pictures of Haman al etzim va'avanim, or to write his name on etzim va'avanim, on sticks and stones, and then to bang them ze al ze, kedei sheyimache shemo al derech macho timcha zecher amalek. The goal was literally to erase either the image or the name of Haman by, like, you know, almost like rubbing or banging together sticks and stones or onto the floor. And you have a picture of Haman or a name of Haman, and literally you'd eradicate that, as the Pasuk says, Macho Timcha Zecher Amalek, and that's what they would do. So that's not so much about the noise making as much as, like, literally erasing the name of Haman. So to me, that's like stage one, the first type of fulfillment of this minhag. The Ramah goes on and says, but that led to the general minhag of banging by Haman's name in general. Piskei Tshuva quotes here that, again, besides like level one of erasing, there is an Indian to bang when Haman's name is said. Quotes a Sifri Kadmonim who say that, whatever exactly this means, that any time we bang at Haman's name, he feels it, his family feels it, he feels the pach, he tried to eradicate us, and here we're banging, and he feels each and every one of those, so that would support the notion of just like stomping your feet or banging on the table, even though like Haman's name isn't written on my hand or the bottom of my shoe. So that's the idea of banging. Also, they quote a remez here, a hint in the pasuk. So the pasuk regarding giving makos, the pasuk says, "Vahaya imen ben hakos harasha." That is a source for giving makos to an evil person. And the sofei tevos of the first three words there is "Vahaya im ben hey mem nun Haman." So the very makor of giving makos to a rasha, we see a hint to Haman's name in there. So that we should bang, giving makos, giving lashes. We should bang on Haman's name, and he feels it. It's like giving Haman makos. So that's level two. Level one is erasing Haman. Level two is just banging, hitting Haman, so to speak. And the third idea is making noise, you know, even verbally, like booing or with your mouth. That doesn't come up in any of the classic no se kelim here in the Ramah, anything like that. But the Chassam Sofer, also quoted by the Piskei Tshuvos, does say it's also a good idea to yell, just to yell out and try to not hear Haman's name. Now, obviously, you can't literally not hear Haman's name because then you're not Yotzei the Megillah, as I said. You have to hear every word. And again, the Baal Kor has to make sure that he gets the name Haman in, and if he feels like people jump too early, he should repeat Haman's name when he picks up the second time, and every word has to be heard. But in the Chassam Sofer said, it's like we're showing we'd rather not hear Haman's name. What can we do? We got to hear it. But by us yelling, we're trying to show we'd rather not. So in summary, the Ramah says we got to take every minhag very seriously regarding Mikra Megillah. There are some, the Prima Gadlis, the Chamed, and others who are opposed to this specific minhag, for whatever reasons, and there are some communities where it probably is just not a minhag, but I think many, certainly Ashkenazi communities, it is a minhag. The Ramah says either literally erasing a name or image of Haman, banging physically, which is kind of like a patch to Haman, or as Chassam Sofer says, just yelling to show that we don't really want to hear his name. Any of those would suffice. The Ramah does quote it as a tinokot, the kids should do it, but tinokos, but the Mishnah Berurah says everybody should get involved with this. All right, Freilich and Purim again.